Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Wow, it's been like forever since we talked to this one. But on Wednesdays, we get together and we have a little powwow with the governor. The former governor of the great state of Arizona. Jan Brewer and
Governor.
Governor.
Hello there. I am taking my gum out.
Governor, are you chewing gum?
Not now. I took it out.
Oh, goodness.
Since you were gone last week, let us get you up to date. The circus is still circusy, and the ninjas are still ninja-like.
Are they getting paid by the hour?
Mr. Logan, the head ninja, has already said this money will not be enough.
Yeah. Well, where does this money come from? I thought we didn't know who was paying for this. I know that the Senate had paid, $150,000, but it was costing way beyond that. So who is this person that is paying or organization that's paying for all of this?
Well, we don't know how. I would assume at the rate it's going, it's going to be at least another $500,000.
Good grief. Good grief.
Governor, this thing is supposed to continue on Monday. As a former Republican governor of Arizona, do you really want to see this thing return on Monday? Hasn't our state endured enough?
I think they should maybe just call it quits. I don't think that it's going to serve any purpose. It's not going to change the election, and that's basically what it was all mixed up about. It was about the election and the counting of the votes, but the votes have been certified. Biden is the president. It's not changing. I say move on and get our state back together. It's just divided. Good grief. Look at the bad behavior between the Senate and the Board of Supervisors. Yeah. I mean, both bodies being Republican, and they're mad at each other bad.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. At least the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, mostly Republican, are stepping up and fighting the crazy Arizona Senate Republicans. That's a good thing.
Well, they're in charge of the election, so they understand the procedures well. You know, those of us that have been involved in elections, I think, know more about it than anybody, and we understand what takes place. And Maricopa County has always been so organized and well-respected throughout the country, by the way, about their work ethic and their procedures and how they go about doing it. And those people are truly professional. And to sit back and be disparaged in the manner in which has happened by so many different kinds of people is really sad to see when we had this terrific reputation.
Governor Doug Ducey isn't speaking out about this. He's been asked the question, what do you think of this audit? Should it stop? And, you know, he was asked it again today. And here's what he said.
I've been outspoken on Arizona and Arizona's elections. I actually think that this is our fourth audit now. There's been three that have been conducted before this. So I've said, let's stick to the facts and let's see what the results play out in terms of this current one, if it's any different than the previous one that was conducted by the Board of Supervisors.
So it's the same BS from the governor. I think he's a coward and he doesn't want to come out, hurt his political career. I think he's looking at this and, you know, behind closed doors, I'm pretty sure he thinks this audit is a disgrace. But he never has the guts to come out and really say what he feels.
That I don't understand because, I mean, he already decided. He certified the election.
Right.
If he didn't think it was right, why would he certify it?
Talking to former Governor Jan Brewer, the governor, we call her here. If you were the governor, would you have gone in there and just looked right at Kelly Ward and said, I'm going to take that doctorate away from you, you hear me? You better stop this now.
Or Karen Fan.
Or Karen Fan.
Well, who knows what I would have done. I am pretty well spoken when I get upset or concerned about things, and I speak my mind, and I don't walk down the middle of the road. I learned a long time ago, you do that, and you get hit from both sides. I mean, people want a leader, and I would have believed that our elections were properly counted and properly ran, and there is no reason to be going through all of this. Seems to me that it's caused some serious damage to the reputation to people in Arizona and to our state.
Bingo. Bingo. You just nailed it. What the Republicans in Arizona are doing is heading for disaster, because even Republican voters are looking at this and saying, this isn't my party. I think what you see as a whole from the Republican Party is in Washington, D.C., you got McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. They don't want to do any investigation about January 6th. Nothing. they're obviously scared that something is going to come out. We've got a sham audit by Republicans in Arizona. We've got a governor in Doug Ducey who can't pick a side. And I think the voters are looking at this and saying, you know, I really don't like that Democratic Party at all. But this Republican Party, it's not me anymore.
Well, the good news is we have elections coming up, and we're getting into that circus.
But you're going to lose.
Have new people to look at. I don't think we will lose. I think we have some excellent people out there. And I think that, you know, once they get out there and they tell their story, and if they're honest, that they'll get elected. Let's move forward. Let's get our people out there, and let's get them elected.
You know what, though?
That we support.
Listen to this. This is Clint Hickman yesterday.
How come good people don't run for political positions? And my easy answer now that I tell everybody is the 2020 election.
Boom. 24,000 voters have left the Republican Party here in Arizona since the beginning of the year. And if you're watching this right now, you're either thinking, I love Trump and I'm going to dominate this with all of these people, or, you know what, I think we need to get back to taking care of what matters in the city and the state, depending on what you're running for, and I need to be there. Most of those people are like, I want no part of this. I don't want to be blamed. I don't want to be blamed for why my daughter had a flat tire or why the chickens blew up or any of that stuff. It's insanity. And you know what? I want nothing to do with any of this stuff anymore. I used to love politics. Now, Governor, I don't enjoy it because it's not politics, reality TV.
Well, it has gotten really rough, but it's always been pretty tough. Maybe not so much in the open, but you have to have thick skin, and you have to do what you really believe is the right thing every time so people can trust you. You can't just, you know, answer because you think that's what people want to hear because it will come back to haunt you. But people genuinely get involved in politics because they really want to make a difference, because they really care, in my opinion. And I think that this election will bring forth some of those people that are of that mindset. And we can choose the one that we want, and then maybe we can get this all behind us and move forward. I mean, we have a changing of the guard. We have this opportunity. So all those people out there are going to have many people to choose from, and they're going to have to decide who it is that's going to best serve them, vote for them, and then support them.
Problem is, you have people that are following one person who's a one-termer, twice impeached president, who orchestrated the loss of the House and the Senate and the White House and almost brought the government to the brink of ruin with his behavior, with what happened on January 6th, and not admitting that he lost the vote. And you're never going to win again unless you move on from that. And I don't know if Republicans
see that. I think we'll see that. I think people will soon find out, right?
Yep.
Where people are going to be and where their loyalty is and what they stand for. And, of course, there's still, you know, an enormous amount of people that support President Trump on the Republican side. But these people have to understand, and they will, and they do understand, that, okay, you can be a Trump supporter in the primary, but you're going to have to pivot. And then what's going to happen to your base? You can lose all your Republican supporters. So, I mean, they're going to have to be up there. They're going to have to run on their own merits. They're going to have to be true leaders. They're going to have to stand tall and say, this is what I believe. This is what I believe. Now, I'm not doing this because of somebody else. I'm doing it because this is what I believe.
But you know what?
And then
you don't have that ability anymore, because the powers that be will crush you if you don't go along with it. There's two sides in the party right now. The conservative side of the Liz Cheney's, who's a genuine conservative, who, by the way, followed and voted with Trump more often than Mrs. Stefanak did, who took over her spot. Or there is Trump's people, and you're either with them or against them. And if you're against them, he will do everything in his power to destroy you, and so will his cronies.
Yeah, I mean, you can still believe in a lot of the things that President Trump implemented. I mean, you did a lot of good things. You have got to be your own person. It's no different than you guys here on the radio. You have to be yourself. I mean, and you are. I mean, that's why everybody loves you guys so much.
Get that. We're going to put that in our promos.
That's a good line.
And by the way, you know what? You can be yourself. Everybody says that, but it's
no one
sad,
wants to do it.
It's a
they want to kiss the ring.
You have to. Because I talk to several of these people a day. They want nothing to do with Trump, but they're terrified.
Yeah.
Now what they're calling it, Governor, is Liz Cheney'd. I don't want to be Liz Cheney'd.
Wow.
Well, that's unfortunate. And the Trump crowd, and, you know, I was M or was.
I know.
Whatever you want to call it.
But you broke
me.
Free from
know.
The spell.
But. Well, you know, I'm not running for office, but I've always spoken my mind, you know, and I'm not going to be bought and sold by anybody, ever, ever. I never have been in all the years I was in politics. But, you know, sometimes it helped me, sometimes it hurt me. But I think the public understands who I am.
Hey, Governor, you know, can I ask you, here's a question. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Jeff Flake got it right long before everybody else did, didn't he?
I don't know.
Because he was out there long before everybody else. He wasn't running again. And he came out and he basically said, this guy is a charlatan. And it's not about his governing, because the policies were very Reagan-esque.
But Flake voted with Trump all the time.
But, yeah, he did, because the policies were fine. The insanity was not.
But then Flake didn't have enough courage to stand up to him. And he quit.
But Flake he didn't run. I mean, he was a quitter. He didn't run. I mean, he couldn't get the support.
Because he wasn't running, he was able to be a little bit more open about what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind of like Boehner does, Paul Ryan, and everybody else now, and like you do, Governor, where you can speak a little bit freely because you don't have to appease anybody.
Right.
All right. She's the former governor of the great state of Arizona.
The governor! And she's non-binary, I hear. Do we refer to you as they, them?
No, that's what...
Demi Lovato.
That's Demi
Lovato. I thought we were talking to Demi Lovato.
Oh, my gosh.
They,
governor.
Them, governor.
I apologize.
Governor.
I'm a sea woman. I'm a sea woman.
We'll see you later, governor.
See you, governor.
Bye-bye.
All right, former Arizona governor Jan Brewer.
They, them.
You had to do that there.